The following is an afternoon darshan given by His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami, recorded on the 23rd of June, 1992, in San Diego, California.
Goal is what? What is goal of Arjuna?
But goal is to get this. Goal
is to accept get this.
After undergoing lakhs of stages of life, one gets this rarely achieved work, in and back. Goal is to get paramartha, supreme artha, that is Krishna prema bhakti. So which Krishna is available, Krishna becomes bound up. That means to get Krishna. You understand? That is our goal. So how can we get it? How can I get that bhakti, and how can I get Krishna? Without bhakti, Krishna cannot be gotten. Bhakti ahu ekaya gratya. Repeatedly we say so. Gita says, Bhagavata says, all very good literature. So how can I get bhakti? Bhakti is to Bhagavata, bhakta sangena parijayati. The association of Bhagavata bhakta, devotee, we are devotee, and devotees of the Lord will develop bhakti. You understand? So this then comes the association, sadhu sangha, satsangha. Then who is sadhu? There's another. Question comes, who is real sadhu? You understand? Who is real sadhu? Real sadhu is he who is completely surrendered unto Krishna. You understand? He has no other desire. You understand? Anukulyena Krishna Anusharana. Who serves Krishna with the pure love day and night, 24 hours, engaged in that service, absorbed in it. You understand? And who has gotten that prem bhakti, who has gotten Krishna in him. You understand? That is real sadhu. You follow? Sir? One should accept such a sadhu. And then he can go and approach Krishna. No direct approach. You understand? Brahmanda Brahmite kon bhagyavan jiva. Guru Krishna krupate paaye bhakti latari. Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sanatana Goswami. Brahmanda Brahmite kon bhagyavan jiva. After undergoing lakhs of species of life, lakhs of brahmandas, universes, someone is bhagyavan, fortunate. He gets the mercy of Krishna and Guru. Thereby, the seed of bhakti creeper is sown in his heart. Understood? What is the mercy of Krishna and what is the mercy of Guru? That is Rupa Sikya. Well, Mahaprabhu was teaching Rupa Goswami, he says this thing. Brahmanda Brahmite kon bhagyavan jiva. Guru Krishna Krupata Bhagavata. Bhagyavan means this word is significant, fortunate. What is that fortune? Who meets Guru? That is fortunate. Do you understand? Meeting Guru, the meeting the real representative or bona fide representative of Krishna. Who can give Krishna? Do you understand? Who has gotten Krishna? Was bound of Krishna in his heart. You understand? Only he can make Krishna appear in the heart of his devoted disciple. Otherwise nobody can. If someone has not gotten, how can he give? Follow my point? If you have $1, then you can give 50 cents, 60 cents or $1. Isn't it? If you know, how can you give? You follow me? Similarly, one who has gotten Krishna, one who has developed such prem bhakti towards Krishna, and he has bound of Krishna in his heart. Krishna je tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomaro soko diya che. Ami je kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dhayantaro pache pache. O Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna belongs to you.
Because you are bound of Krishna in your heart by prema, rope of love. Do you understand? And if you will be kind enough to give me Krishna, and you will, only you can give because you have gotten it. And that is your causeless mercy. I am Kangal, I am bereft of Krishna, I am pauper, so I am running behind you. Please give me Krishna, give me Krishna. And that is your causeless mercy. I am begging your mercy. Do you understand? Without the help of such a person, one cannot get Krishna directly. Kathopanishad says, Namatma pravacana labhya no me dhaya na bahuna sutena. Jamavaisya vrunute tena labhyasta sisatma vivrunute tanushvam. By hearing so many pravacanas from so many persons, those who are not realized souls, those who have not gotten Krishna, those who have not developed prema bhakti, karmis, jnanis, yogis, pandits, one cannot understand this paramatma tattva. You understand? Now medhaya, again, moreover, one cannot understand paramatma tattva by dint of his own merit, scholarship, intelligence also. You understand? Na medhayana bahuna sudhyam, jamavaisya vrunate tena labhyas, tasisa atma vivrunate tanuswam. But one who is crying in his heart, oh Krishna, how can I understand you? How can I know you? How can I approach you? One is crying always. Do you understand? Before Krishna. Krishna who is there in the heart, understand. Now this soul is crying for me. Do you understand? So he becomes awakened and he makes arrangement. Do you understand? That he will meet his bona fide representative who can give him Krishna or teach him about Krishna tattva. Do you understand? That is his bona fide representative, dear devotee, who is the manifestation of Paramatma. You follow? That is Guru tattva. And only Guru or manifestation of Paramatma appears before that devotee who is crying in his heart. How can I get Krishna? How can I understand Krishna? How can I approach Krishna? How can I serve Krishna? Without his dear devotee, representative or Guru, I cannot do so. I don't know who is Guru. I am a conditioned soul. I have four defects. I cannot recognize with my defective senses. But Krishna, you know, do you understand? You know who is your dear devotee, who is your bona fide representative. So unless you help me, how can I get it? Do you follow me? This is the prayer to be offered to Krishna. Then that is Krishna's mercy, that one meets such a guru, is Krishna's dear devotee and bona fide representative. Then serve Guru, surrender unto him, Guru Padasra Dikhya. Then Guru Padasra takes shelter unto that Guru, complete surrender, serve Panipata Pariprasana Seva, as Gita says. Serve him, please him, satisfy him, then humbly ask these questions relating to Tattva. Then by mercy, his causeless mercy will impart Tattva Jnana, thereby we have it. This is process. Do you understand? Under his guidance, taking shelter, you'll do bhajan. You don't know how to do bhajan. Bhajaniya vastu is Krishna. How to do his bhajan? How to serve him? How to surrender unto his lotus feet? How to please him? You don't know this thing. Do you know it? No. So he'll teach you. He, by his own example, he's teaching, not saying theoretically. By his own example teaching. Do you understand? He's engaged in this loving service day and night, 24 hours. And he teaches. So this is getting teaching. Then, under his guidance, you'll do sadhana. Bhajan, sadhan, bhajan. Tate Krishna bhaje tate kare guru sevan maya jala chute pabe Krishna charan. Then He'll be free from the clutches of Maya, and then he'll approach Krishna. Another point is there. That guru, who is a very dear devotee, intimate, real bona fide friend, he has come down from that abode of Krishna. This is a Prema Bhakti Sutra. Sutra means rope or thread. Do you understand? One end of that rope or thread is tied, is attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, there in Golok Vrindavan. That guru has come with the other end here. Do you understand me? With the other end of that rope, he has come here. And the conditioned souls falling in the very dark, deep well of material existence, suffering, isn't it? Those who are really crying, he is outside the well. He is not under grip of Maya. Outside the well, and conditioned souls are there in deep dark well and suffering. Deep dark well is the material existence, and he throws that end of rope to you, a light, you clasp it very tightly, as I say, then he pulls you up. Do you understand? This is the process. This is process this guru does, and this is an easy affair to deliver one soul. One conditioned soul from the port of Maya is not easy affair. Guru has to spend, you see, gallons of spiritual blood to deliver one soul. Is heavy responsibility. It's not an easy affair. Do you understand? If one conditioned soul is delivered, Guru feels so much happiness, pleasure. Yes, one soul is not delivered. Do you understand me? But this is reciprocal. This is not one-sided. Do you understand? You should clasp that end of the rope very tightly. That means you should follow Guru's instruction. As it is, don't twist it. Don't add any deliberation to it. What he says, just exactly do. Act. He says, some do's, some don't do's. Do you understand? Strictly follow. Very strictly follow. Strictly adhere to it. Don't be lazy. Don't make any slackness. Any leniency, do you understand? Then Guru will pull you up. Otherwise, if you are lazy, you are not serious, you are careless, superfluous, never accepts Guru's instruction, half accepts and half rejects, some of you add your own deliberations and twisted it, you cannot be helped. Do you follow my point? Then, as it is, very seriously, strictly, then Guru will pull you up. That is Guru's duty. Yes. Otherwise, Guru may be lifting you to the some portion, then you become lenient, or some deviations, then you again fall down. So Guru feels so. He feels so shocked. Of pain in his heart. I spent so much gallons of blood, but this fellow fell down, didn't follow. Do you understand me? This guru so gets so much pain in his heart because this is a very difficult task to deliver one soul from the fort of Maya. It's not easy task, heavy responsibility. This is guru. Do you understand me? Yes.
So when there are more than one bona fide spiritual master present, how do we understand the statement that Guru is one? The statement that Guru is one.
Yes.
And so how do we understand that in the presence of different bona fide spiritual master, is there any specific distinction?
Lord is one, or many? Tell me. Advaita tattva. Ekameva dhitya nasti. Advaita means, absolute means, one, not many. But those who don't know this stuff, they say, oh, there are many gods. Ram is a god, this Nrsingha is a god, Bhaman is a god, that is a god, he is a god. What is that?
They are confused.
But it's tattva. When you understand in tattva, then no confusion. If you cannot understand tattva, confusion is there. Similarly, guru is one. Guru tattva is one. It's tattva, it is one, but different manifestations. You understand? As the different innumerable incarnations of the Krishna, and different incarnations of the Krishna, that is tattva. Similarly, guru tattva is tattva. And tattva is one. That is tattva. But you should understand it in tattva. That is tattva jnana. And how will it be? It's by the mercy of guru, it is, you will receive tattva jnana. You can by yourself understand this. Huh? You follow me? Conditions solve.
Because now we are living within a society, within the frame of ISKCON, there are different varieties of guru.
Yes, yes.
So could we also say that there is different, among the bodies, there are different labels of advancement?
Yes.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes. Levels of advancement is there, yes, yes, yes.
So among those who are taking the role of gurus, there was always also, all the time, the possibility of these different degrees.
Definitely, yes. As one deserves, he gets. Mm-hmm. As one deserves, he gets. Such arrangement is there. What is that? As I say, this is an example, not exactly. Material example we sometimes give just to form an idea. But material example is not. You cannot explain the spiritual thing giving material example, no. Material is something crucially different thing. We give example because to form an idea, to conceive something, to something. Do you understand? But this is tattva. It is only a question of revelation, a realization when you get mercy of Guru. Your eye will be opened and you can understand and realize and reveal. It will be revealed to you. Do you understand? As I say, one shopkeeper is there. Varieties of commodities are there. First class commodity, second class commodity, third class commodity. Do you understand? Then different customers are coming. Someone wants first class commodity, someone wants second class commodity, someone wants third class commodity. Do you understand? According to his capacity, the price he has to pay. What does this customer want? So he speaks about, this is pakka maal hai. Do you understand? Pakka. Do you understand my word pakka?
Pakka.
First class. Because you want to dispose of his commodity. Showing you, the third class commodity says like that. He tests your psychology, what you want. Do you understand? Whether you want third class or second class and what price you have. And then he said, this price, then he said, what is the price? This is $10 or $5, like this. And this pakka maal hai. Do you understand? And if you sing it, you say, no, I can appreciate it. Is there something better than this? And then if all right, better things are there, but price is $50. Then if you have price, then, all right, show me. Then he'll show the news. Superior to that. And speak something, just to dispose you. And if you appreciate, and cannot have, no, if something better than this, oh yes, something better than this is there, but price is $100. You understand? And if you have the price, if you have prepared, oh yes, I want that thing, then he'll show you. Then it's the best one. Do you understand? He speaks about it. And you are prepared, pay the price and take it. Do you follow my point? So varieties are there. Varieties are there. It is up to you what variety you want. What variety you want. Such arrangements is there. Yes.
Where do you get the money?
You have to earn money, otherwise how can beg, borrow or steal? Beg, borrow or steal? You have to earn money, otherwise how can you get the commodity? It is up to you. What variety you want? Such arrangements are, varieties are there. Yes. But one who is really crying and saying, no, I want the best one. I don't want all this. First class, second class, I want the topmost one. And when that Krishna knows your heart, yes, no, he wants that thing, then Krishna makes some arrangement. You understand me? Then that is up to you. What you deserve, you get. Yes. Yes. What you deserve, you get. Krishna knows what he deserves. Then he makes such arrangement or such arrangement he made. When Krishna makes some arrangement, that is pakka arrangement. Then when Krishna tells, no, this fellow is not serious, is superfluous. He's just outwardly saying, not in heart crying. So he wants to be cheated. He tells Maya, oh, Maya, you make arrangement. Maya makes an arrangement. So you get such a commodity. Then you are cheated. Maya is cheating. Do you follow me? Everything is there. As you deserve, you get. Yes? Yes?
I think there is an example given that sometimes Prabhupada used to give examples so that in the holy places, sadhus go and also sometimes some frivolous women will go maybe just to capture a sadhu so they can have a son.
Yeah.
But then the person who is posing himself as sadhu sometimes is not really a sadhu.
Yes. Posing, he's a hypocrite, he's a pretender.
And then they meet each other.
You understand?
And then the women
pretenders are there, many pretenders, many hypocrites. Their number is very great. But real sadhu is very rare. Real sadhu is very rare. Still sadhu is there or sadhus are there. Hmm. You understand? Otherwise, if there would not have been the sun and moon, how this cosmic manifestation go on? Similarly, if there would not have been sadhu or sadhu, how the Krishna's sansar would go on? It's there. We have no vision, so because we are conditioned souls, our vision is defective vision, we can seek such person. Though they come and wonder, lack of vision, we cannot see it. That is defect lies with us. And you sooner say, or cannot say that no sadhu or sadhus, no. Defect lies within, because I have no vision. I'm blind person, so I cannot see. If I get such vision, then I can see. And once I'm very eager, how can I get that vision? You understand? As you say, by the help of sunshine only you can see the sun. Without the sunshine, you cannot see the sun. Similarly, by the mercy of Krishna, you can see him and understand him. Do you understand? The mercy is received through a pure sadhu. Then, by the mercy of sadhu, you can see him or you can understand him. You cannot understand him through your own intelligence or merit or through your own vision. Do you understand? That is what. And this is mostly all people say, I am this here. I will see. But that is, you are not this year. Krishna is this year. Sadhu is this year. You are to be seen. And you think it's just the opposite. So you are cheated. Do you follow my point? Huh? All of us, yes, I have to see. But you are not this year. You have no vision. I can see. Krishna is this year. Sadhu is this year. You have to be seen. But you think the opposite. I am this year, there to be seen. Then, follow my point. This is our philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Do you follow? And we are very proud of our own senses. We want to see, or we want to perceive through our own senses, or we want to taste it through our own senses. But it's defective. Huh? Do you follow me? Mahaprabhu Das. Huh?
Yes.
Yes, then. Only thing required, cry before Krishna. From the core of your heart, Baba. Then Krishna's arrangement is pakka arrangement. You understand? Yes. Those who have cried, they have gotten. Not cried, not gotten. Yes. You have to cry. That is Krishna's mercy. Then Guru is available. Guru, you meet Guru, you make arrangement. Then Guru's mercy. You'll get Krishna. This is interdependent. You understand? Interrelated. You follow me? Krishna Krupa, Guru Krupa. That is in Rupa Sikha in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu has given. Guru Krishna Krupa Tepaya Bhakti Lata Bhisa. That is Guru Krupa, Krishna Krupa. First is Krishna Krupa, then you'll meet Guru. Then by the Guru Krupa you'll get Krishna. Yes. That is our process. Yes.
Also, the disciple has to be very serious,
yes.
Because sometimes the guru, it's like we have our Prabhupada, we have it, and many devotees who are not serious.
Not serious, they can't get anything. Do you understand? Guru, sadhu has two things, you should understand, Krupa and Vanchana. Vanchana means cheating. Yes. One who deserves Krupa, he gets. One who deserves cheating, he is cheated. Yes. Sadhu has two things. Example is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Do you understand? Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi is a very elevated devotee, Mahabhagavata. Do you understand? But outwardly, if someone sees, he says he's a bhogi. He is enjoying, do you understand? Like a karmi, bhogi, do you understand? Puts on very costly garments, poshak, clothes, putting on very valuable rings in all the fingers, do you understand? 10 fingers, 10 rings, very valuable rings, chewing pan, do you understand? And spitting in a pot made up of gold and ashtadhatus, very valuable pot, spitting pot, do you understand? Sitting in a cushion, very valuable cushion, do you understand? If someone goes, oh, he's a bhogi, he's, how it is, Mahabhagavata, he's a bhogi, you see, it's outward. But inside, what is that? Nobody can understand. Only one who has vision, he understands, sees his form, what is inside, do you understand? So those who see outside things, they are cheated. And some people, all are not serious to see the real thing. Many want to be cheated, only want external things, otherwise they get it. Do you understand? Once the Vasudeva Datta and Gadadhara Pandit, they came. Vasudeva Datta told Gadadhara Pandit, please come and let us go to Pundarika Vidyanidhi, which is Mahabhagavata. Let us have his association. So, Gadadhara Pandit came with Vasudeva Datta. And when Gadadhara Pandit saw these outer things, in his mind he thought of what Vasudeva Datta told me is Mahabhagavata, is a bhogi. He thought in his mind, just thought. And Vasudeva Datta could understand this thing because this is natural. Because outerly, if someone see, he will think like this. It's quite natural because outward is such thing. Inward is something, internal thing is something different. So immediately Vasudeva uttered, recited that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho vakijo stana kala kutam jinghasayapi asadhi leve gati dhatra chitang kambadayalum saranang nadama. He recited that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you understand? Aho vakijo, vaki means putana, the sister of Bakasura. Came smearing very dreadful, very, what do you say, strong poison on her breast, with the motive of killing baby Krishna, do you understand? Allowing him to suck to her breast, do you understand? But what did Krishna do? Krishna sucked her breast, with the breast, Krishna sucked her life here, do you understand? She died, but she did the work of Mother Jasoda, because Mother Jasoda, Krishna sucks the breast of Mother Jasoda and sucks the breast of this putana. The putana did the work of Mother. So Krishna gave him the position of Mother, that means with the Jasoda Mata. So merciful is Krishna. The meaning of this verse is that, so without Krishna, but can anybody take shelter of anybody but Krishna, who is so merciful? That is the meaning of the verse, do you understand? As soon as Vasudeva Datta uttered this verse, ecstasy, he became ecstatic. Pundarika Vidyanidhi became ecstatic. The ecstasy swelled up in him. He rolled on the ground, tears rolled from his eyes. Romancho, Repatho, all astrosattvika symptoms are there. And kicked out all cushion, all spitting pot, the old crying. Then, oh, yes, real Mahabhagavata is. So, Gadadapan thought of, I have committed great blunder, offense, thinking me as a bhogi. So how can I be freed from this offense, reactions, unless I am punished by him? Do you follow my point? I must become his disciple, he'll inflict discipline on me, slap my, clasp my, catch hold of my ear and slap me, then I'll be freed from the action. So he became his disciple, took mantra from him. So this is what outward is sitting, but inner thing is something else. Who could see it? Do you follow? So sadhu has two things, kripa and vanchana, mercy and cheating also. If someone wants only outward things, he is cheated. Someone says, no, really inner thing, he gets mercy, kripa. Therefore I say, what you deserve, you get. And Krishna knows what you deserve, what you want, and such arrangement will be made for you. Do you follow me? Those some people, many thousands, Prabhupada disciples, how many have gotten real mercy? You understand? Still we see, what? I am Prabhupada disciple, suffering. Has become karmi now, going gliding down to hell now. Why it is so apparent? Why? Why it is so? Because you don't want. Yes, you are not serious. You cannot receive the mercy. Yes, you are such a rascal, you cannot receive the mercy. He gave you mercy, but you can receive it. Yes, you are such an unfortunate fellow. Yes? Cannot understand. These people cannot understand nowadays. If they cannot understand. Oh, I always sometimes become amazed. What is this? Say, this Prabhupada disciple cannot understand this thing. Oh, what to do? You see? What to do? If you are really serious, and you seriously and hankering and crying in your heart, mercy is there, help is there always. It's just hanging. As the ropes are hanging, you have to just clasp it. But you are so superfluous, callous, not serious. Though it is hanging before you, you cannot have it. That is what. You understand? Yes.
When you were mentioning about the
Pundarika Vidyanidhi, yes.
Those symptoms, sometimes we all accept that in whatever happened in the scriptures as a pastime of those devotees, okay. In the present time, if any present, acharya would try to do something like that, immediately would create some kind of disturbance in the society. Probably, unless, of course, it will be recognized among all the sadhus.
Yes.
Among a person who is trained up to see a sadhu, Prabhupada gives the example that one doctor can recognize another doctor,
yes.
One businessman, another
businessman. Yes, because he has vision.
He has a vision.
You have no vision, you will only misunderstand it.
Right.
You will only misunderstand, only that you will misunderstand, and misunderstanding is a poison. Yes, that's a fact. That's a fact. Yes, that's a fact. If you have vision, you can recognize. If no vision, I can recognize. Only you misunderstand it. Yes, then. That's a fact, yes. This is going on. Yeah. We experience those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, right now we are trying to protect our society, ISKCON, from whatever bad experiences and reputation we had in the past.
Yeah.
So, like proper disciples and grand disciples, we have the responsibility to play a good role as a disciple, be serious with the guru.
Yeah.
And among those who play the role of gurus, also since you were mentioning this, I just
yes, one who plays the role of guru, he should be guru in true sense, not a pretender or not a cheater, must be a real teacher, do you understand? He should be conscious of his capacity, yes. What capacity I have? If I can carry 1 ton load, so I can carry 1 ton. I have no capacity to carry 2 ton, why shall I expect 2 ton? Then? Do you follow my point? You should be conscious of his capacity. Yes, this is my capacity, only 1 ton of load, or 50 pounds I may carry. Why shall I accept more? Then we'll cross. Degraded. That's greed. What develops as greed? And one should be conscious of his capacity. I have no capacity. I cannot deliver a soul. I am not delivered. Why shall I accept? Huh? Isn't it? That is cheating only and hypocrisy only, nothing else. Do you follow my point? I am not completely free from my honor, free from the unorthodox. So how can I make him free? Then, guru means heavy, and heavy responsibility. I say, it's not easy affair to deliver one soul from the clutches of Maya, from the port of Durga. Not an easy affair, very difficult task, very difficult task. Guru has to spend gallons, gallons of spiritual blood. See? Not easy affair. This is not a child's play. No, it's not child's play. Why are you doing like this? And disciple also, from his side, he should be serious. He should not be too, there is, that. Where I spoke? Yes, in Los Angeles, I think, in that man's house, I think. Yes, you took us?
Yeah,
you took us? Yes, that...
Mm.
No, on the evening we went to that... You took, arranged that program?
Oh, yes, Indian.
Indian house? Gopal's house. I told you that thing. In spiritual path, there is no question of gana vote. Do you understand? Gana vote. Many people, 1,000 people say, yes, Satya Sai is Bhagavan.
Oh, yes.
So we accept. I told that story.
Yes.
Didn't I tell you that story? 2 stories I told.
Yeah.
That is not applicable here. It is personal thing, personal relationship. That no, he is doing that thing, he is accepting that, he says he is Bhagavan, let me... Then you will be cheated, you see. It's a Goddolika Soto Naya. Flock of sheep is going, do you understand? One head sheep is there. His head goes ahead. If he jumps into a ditch, the whole flock will jump into the ditch. They will never go by the other way. This is going on. Then, do you follow my point? That's why I told that story then. It's very confidential and very deep philosophy in it. Do you follow? And if you can understand, then you can. There will be no confusion at all. This is personal case, personal relationship, this is not impersonal. If you are serious, if you are real crying in your heart, Krishna will make an arrangement for you. You'll meet the pure devotee, pure soul. Do you understand? It's a real bona fide representative of Krishna who can give you Krishna. That arrangement of Krishna. And you feel that the taste is that spontaneous attraction will be there from the heart, spontaneous attraction. Then you feel, yes, it's Krishna's arrangement. As crying for a night, spontaneous. This is taste only, nothing else. You understand? Yes, nothing else.
In order to be protected, the disciple should always follow and not deviate from the orders of the
Spirit. Yes, don't deviate, yes.
Yeah.
He's guru. Yes. If he deviates, then he'll fall down. Why fall down? Because they deviate. They commit aparadha. They commit aparadha, so they fall down. Yes. Otherwise, why? They deviate. Definitely. That is the only reason, nothing else. And one thing is that if a really developed Krishna prema and see Krishna always all beautiful form of Krishna. Always absorbed. How can we be attracted to a ugly witch, Maya? Tell me. No? Then? That means one who is not completely free from the clutches of Maya How can he has not gotten Krishna, how can he give you Krishna? That is my question. Do you follow me? Then?
Sometimes, Maharaj, I say that when a disciple might not be serious and leave the guru, and just for enjoyment, for like a karmi, it appears that it's not so much dangerous as much as someone who deviates philosophically.
Yes.
Philosophically, deviation with the guru, it seems to be more dangerous.
More dangerous, yes. The karmi is better. Karmi is a karmi.
Karmi.
Is better. He doesn't know. He deviates. But you being a disciple coming to the path, hearing philosophy, exuding guru, if you deviate, more dangerous. Yes, definitely. That we say, he is a branded thief. Branded. And people know, yes, a thief. Then people are cautious, he is a thief. But he is a sadhu, under the robe of sadhu, but a great thief. It's more dangerous. Yes, people accidentally, he's sadhu, but a great thief on inside is more dangerous, isn't it? Yes, that's more dangerous. Yes.
I'm asking all these questions because I'm concerned and seeing. No,
these are important questions, general questions.
So in the same frame for that question, I have a family who was my mother, a brother, they were initiated and by one guru who led with Sridhar Maharaj. Somehow or other, I called them to come with ISKCON. It's okay, they are serving Prabhupada's mission. Now, it's a different fall down. But I say you just take shelter of Prabhupada now and, you know, whatever, shiksha, someone.
Yes. one who left Prabhupada went there, he committed a great offense, inexcusable offense. That means at the lotus feet of Prabhupada. Isn't it? Why left?
The pure got reinitiation.
Huh?
His mother guru got reinitiated. He has a different name now. But
yes. That's why he left Prabhupada. Huh? Huh? That means he belittled Prabhupada. That Prabhupada is not bona fide guru. That means what? He committed great offense. Inexcusable offense. Will Sridharma Maharaj excuse it? His offense? Krishna cannot. Huh? Krishna cannot. Do you understand? Haristhane aparadha tare harinam, tomasthane aparadha nai paritran. If you commit offense at the lotus feet of Hari, harinam will deliver you. Do you understand? If you commit aparadha lotus feet of pure Vaishnava, Hari cannot help you. Nobody can help you. Then? Huh? Whatever, he may be the innocent, whatever this, that's a farce only, nothing else. Who will excuse him of that offense? No, he cannot be excused. Cannot be excused, no.
Excuse has to be only from the person that you commit the offense.
Yes. Person with whom you have committed offense. Only he can excuse, nobody else can excuse. We give one example. If a thorn is pierced through the heel, can it get out by shoulder? Huh? Do you follow my example? Jiva Goswami has given this example. I am quoting Acharya. This is nothing mine. I follow the previous Acharyas. If a thorn is pierced through the heel, it cannot get out by shoulder. It must get out, only get out by the heel. Do you understand? The way he has gotten into. Do you understand? Jiva Goswami has quoted in Bhakti Sandhya, Bhumam skalita upada bhumi reva asrayam. He has quoted this. If your feet have been slipped up from this ground, only this ground will give you shelter. No other ground. Do you follow me? Jiva Goswami has explained these things. Do you understand? Then? How Siddhar Maharaj can deliver you? Huh? No, this is only cheating, nothing else. Nothing else. You follow? Yes. And that is another point, Vaishnava process is there. If you want to go to another guru to have something else or some higher teaching or something, get permission from the guru you have accepted, he gives blessings, permission, go, then no offense. They will make elevation. Without permission, deviating, you commit great blunder, great offense, inexcusable, no excuse to it.
Him being there, he knows his position with ISKCON. So I remember that my brother asked permission to him. He says, yeah, he says, if you want to go with ISKCON and Prabhupada, that's fine, okay. But if he wouldn't give permission, and then he will be I love the idea, I'm sorry. I had another question in that way. Give permission.
Should you reject them?
No, actually, my brother, he has permission. Then be abajo porque quiere shiksa. That regard is okay.
Yeah, because I think that the new brother asked reinitiation from my guru.
Birabahu.
And he said, well, your guru committed an offense, but he's still following. He's not following in another way. He didn't want to give him reinitiation, but shiksa.
That means that guru didn't give him permission, but I can't understand.
Yeah, he gave permission, like he says, you can go with ISKCON, it's okay.
So he came?
So that was, yeah, my brother is my
father. So he gave permission, he came, that's all right.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right. It's the right, correct process. There's no offense, yes. And one who is Vaishnava, is magnanimous.
Magnanimous, yeah.
Yes. Gladly he gives blessing and permission. Not Vaishnava, he doesn't do it. He is not a Vaishnava. Yes, if that soul wants there and he appreciates him, he develops attraction towards him, let him go and get and be delivered. Yes, that is Vaishnava. Yes, Vaishnava is magnanimous. Yes, that is Vaishnava. Achar, Vaishnava etiquette. That's Vaishnava etiquette. Yes, glad I give blessings. I ask, go and be delivered, be elevated, get Krishna best. Let his soul be delivered, yes.
So if his brother wants to take renunciation from my guru, he can go to his guru and ask for permission to do that, or that's a different issue?
He has given permission, I think.
He's given permission only for Sikhya.
Sikhya, ah. Yeah.
Technical points only, I don't know. But.
You see, if that guru is not fallen, he is Vaishnava. He's Gaudiya Vaishnava. He's not fallen, no initiation is required. Take Sikhya.
Yes.
Take Sikhya. And be connected with Sikhya connection. Then you have developed attraction, attachment, personal. Then this guru will help you to take you that. No Dikhya. Because Dikhya Guru is not fallen. In the case of Dikhya Guru fallen, then question arises. If Dikhya Guru not fallen, no need, but Dikhya Guru is one. But Sikhya Gurus are many. Yes, this is our Vaishnava philosophy, yes.
If that Dikshya Guru went to Sridhar though, that's a fallen condition, no?
Dikhya Guru goes to Sridhar camp.
He went to Sridhar camp. Does that mean he's fallen?
Yes.
He made offense.
That means he committed offense at lotus feet of Prabhupada. He was Prabhupada's disciple, isn't it?
Yeah.
He left Prabhupada. Without permission of Prabhupada, and went there, that means a great offender, fallen. In that case, yes. But I say it's a Gaudiya Vaishnava. The Gaudiya Vaishnava Dhara.
Sometimes people say in the absolute.
And he is not fallen. Then no need. Otherwise, this case, he is a great offender. He is a great offender. It's a different case. Different case, yes, different case. All right.
One more question. What, you know, like in, again, to protect the society, ISKCON, and, you know, to protect also the Guru, just like in Christianity sometimes, you know, they say Jesus Christ is God now.
Jesus Christ didn't say, I'm God, I'm Son of God.
So in the same way, within ISKCON also, many prominent souls, acharyas, will see, like say, self,
yes,
manifest. But at the same time, the Guru also, in behalf of his Guru, he never wants to say that he is big.
No. I am the lowest of the law. Trunada Vishuni Javab. If someone says like that, he is a great rascal. He's a great rascal. Demon. Demon says so. Vaishnava never says so. You understand? And Prabhupada has said that, see? When Prabhupada disappeared, he said, there is at present, there is nobody will become Acharya. Acharya will come up, self-manifest. Bhakti Siddhanta didn't make him Acharya. But I became Acharya. He said, Acharyas are not made, they appear, they manifest. Prabhupada said, all Acharyas say like that. Yes. Yes.
Maharaj, in the Absolute Claim, Guru is one.
Yes.
In ISKCON we have very many representatives.
I have already answered that question.
She came after that.
Then?
Yes, she already answered.
I have already
answered. I can tell you. He.
Yes, he had already put that question and his answer. Yes.
If we're supposed to see all of our spiritual masters, God brothers, as his equals?
As spiritual master, God brothers are as good as Guru, do you understand? We pay respect. We are not judged.
Sometimes after class, devotees get around and say, well, our spiritual master was instructing his God brothers this way, and instructing them that way, is that proper to discuss like that?
If it is not very good, I've heard that. Why shall we commit some offense? Do you follow me? Better to avoid it. Better to avoid it. All right? Yes.
Maharaj, sometimes you have different gurus, say for their disciples, not to do this or to do this, and it's a little different than other gurus. The best thing is just, you know, say, Jack, we'll go ahead and you just do what your guru wants.
That I can't understand.
I think, Maharaj, the question that he asked, the question that he asked falls in the category of Rupa Goswami, the nectar of devotion, given that gurus sometimes give different details, the guru will differ from another one. But that is permissible. Rupa Goswami mentions that different gurus and the nectar of devotion sometimes might give different instructions.
Yes,
like
yes, that it
as
may
differ. As long as it's not deviation.
Yes, not deviation, it will differ, it may differ, yes. It may differ, yes. It may differ. That opinions are there. Jiva Goswami, we say, according to Jiva Goswami, this is that. According to Siddhar Swami, he says like that. Jiva Goswami says like that. Vishwanath Chakravarti says like that. Yes, it is there always. Do you understand? Yes. But they're not the philosophy is not polluted and is there, they never debate. Philosophy, but opinions are there, understand?
In the case of ours,
because they are very limited acharyas,
right.
They have their own vision, realization, do you understand? They give this thing and that's not so harmful thing.
In our case, it will be more or less that whatever instructions any guru will give, we'll have to be careful sometimes in the sense that it fits in Prabhupada's will.
Yes. And Gaudiya Vaishnava Dhara Mahaprabhu's philosophy. It is not contradicted the philosophy of Mahaprabhu. Yes, that we should understand. Yes, then it is all right, that Guru, I have accepted Guru, he gives me this instruction, yes, you should follow it.
Sometimes I commit offenses because I don't appreciate, devotees like that, so how can I be appreciate devotees better so I'm inclined to
You see, pay respect to one Amani Manada, Mahaprabhu says. Don't demand respect, rather pay respect to one and all jivas, you pay respect. I say respect is paid to Paramatma inside, not to the body. What harm is there? If I pay respect to you, not to your body, I pay respect to the Paramatma inside, then, who is a real sadhu, he never disrespects any soul, even an aunt, because aunt is a soul, and Paramatma is also there. The sadhu pays respect to one and all, but he pays respect in mind, mentally. Do you understand? Others, they pay respect, let's say, publicly. Do you understand me? No, that is your gain. That's not loss to you or any harm to you. Because paying respect to Paramatma, what harm is there, Do you follow me, Understand?
So I should always practice respecting everyone.
Yes. Once, what Mahaprabhu is teaching, Trunadapi Sunichino, What does it mean? I am much humbler or more insignificant than a blade of grass lying on the street. I am the lowest of the low. That means all are Vaishnavas. I am not, but I am not the Vaishnava. This should be mood. Do you understand? This is the mood. Otherwise you cannot do Hari Bhajan. Then pride will come to you. You will become a demon instead of becoming a devotee. Do you follow? This mood. If a chronological list will be prepared, number one, number two, number three, number four, my name will come at the last. Nobody is below me. This is my position. Then, this is real mood of a Vaishnava. Do you understand me? Then,
I shouldn't get any respect for myself, but I should get respect for
everybody. Yes. All are Vaishnavas, but I am not Vaishnava. All are Vaishnavas. Yes. All are devotees. I am not devotee. This is proper mood. This Trunadapi Sunichabhav. That Mahaprabhu's teaching. You follow? Yes. This is the mood. This mood. It's therefore Vaishnava is humble. He's not puffed up, proud. He's very humble. Yes, he's very humble, Vinay. That is Vaishnava quality.
5:22.
You asked a lot of questions that I wanted to ask. You were asking.
Yeah.
If sometimes like our god brothers tell us we shouldn't talk to our guru and ask him certain questions.
Uh-huh.
Like our god brothers might tell us you shouldn't have asked that question to your guru. And I figured if it wasn't proper etiquette, then my guru would tell me.
Why not ask question? I have doubt. I must ask. Why? Sansaya. Doubt should be clarified. Guru clarifies all the doubts of the disciples. Sarva sansaya sancheta. Guru rudavdha. You understand? Guru will dispel all the doubts, quoting authority. Sansayatma vinasyati. If there will be a tinge of doubt, you will be perished, you will be vanquished. No advancement. Do you understand? Doubts should be clarified. Any little doubt, maybe? Ask. Humbly, pay with us. Please, this is my doubt, this is my question, please help me. Yes?
I have one doubt. It's not a real doubt. But actually, as people ask me, sometimes they hear this tape of Srila Prabhupada chanting.
Mm.
And he's not chanting. If you hear the tape, he's chanting like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Mm.
So I don't know how to answer.
Yes, that means Prabhupada doesn't chant correctly. Find fault with Prabhupada. Nonsense, idiot. Chala. Committing offense only. You cannot hear it. You have defective senses. You follow me? Don't do it. Don't do it. Only committing offenses, nothing else. Don't listen to the bogus persons. You'll be confused. You'll be bewildered. All right? Listen to a proper person, bona fide. Huh? Yes. Therefore, I am accepting instruction from him. What he says, I'll accept. I won't accept anybody else. Some doubt, somebody says, then put it before Guru and get it clarified. All right? I'll go.
Next is an evening darshan recorded on the 22nd of February, 1992, in Mayapur, India.
Hare Krishna 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 Krishna.
Yes?
When you explain, you quote one verse from the Prahlad Maharaj. The Prahlad Maharaj said that the best thing for someone to make a spiritual advancement, you should first surrender.
Mm.
No one can surrender unless he is devoted, fame, love.
No
one can surrender. Yeah. So how can that be that we have to surrender first?
Surrender unto the sadhu. You understand? Thus you should surrender unto the sadhu, guru. You understand? Who will teach you how to surrender unto Krishna. You understand? Unless you surrender, you cannot put faith in him. This question of faith, saddha. If you have no faith in his words, the words will never enter into your ears. You understand me? So what is the question of, what is the question of executing it, putting it into practice? Unless you have no faith in his words. Do you understand? So unless one surrenders, all these things will never come up. The words, so he can develop, he cannot develop faith, and his words will never enter into his ears. You In other words, he will not get any benefit out of that association. Do you understand? What benefit you will derive? No benefit at all. No benefit at all. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj says, you should first surrender, then you will get benefit. Do you understand me?
That means we should accept Sadhu, learn how to surrender.
Yeah, who will teach you? Yes. One who is a surrendered soul, he can only teach you how to surrender. Otherwise, how can he teach if he is not surrendered? Do you understand me? If he is not surrendered, how can he teach how to surrender? He is not surrendered. One who is really surrendered, only he can teach how to surrender.
Because without love, one cannot surrender.
Yeah.
So in the beginning stage, you don't have any love for Krishna. Because love is there, see, our natural love is there. But as long as the love is covered up by our associated matter, to revive that love.
You should associate with a sadhu who has love. You understand? Who has love for Krishna. If you associate with such sadhu or sadhus, you will develop it. You will develop it. This is only as a sadhu sana. That will give you everything. And that's the only thing required. Therefore, Prachetas only ask for that only one boon. Bhavat sangi sangasya matyanam kimudasisa. Prachetas ask to Lord Vishnu. Only, no other boon is required, only one boon, association of sadhus. It is required for us, we the mortal beings, those who are in this material world subject to birth and death. No other boon is required, only one boon. That will give you everything, the highest, during this. To get Krishna, to achieve our goal, supreme goal of our life. All sastras, all mahajanas, they have all said only one thing, sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sastra koi, labhi matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. In all sastras, all Vedic literature is stressed upon this point, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. The moment sadhu sangha, association of sadhu, one can achieve all sorts of perfection.
So we need everything that we need in this spiritual path is sadhu sangha.
As long as you are in the association of sadhu, you understand, in that most fear, Maya can never touch you. You understand? The material world, illusory world, manifestation of the illusory energy, propelling, but only sadhu changes it. You understand? Pure sadhu, who is completely in transcendental platform, who is in complete Krishna consciousness, purna vikachita cetana, complete blossoming state of consciousness, he changes the atmosphere. He can, only he can. Nobody can. If you associate such sadhu, remain in such atmosphere, there is no question of Maya at all. Do you understand?
That story is there. I very often say, how a very gross materialistic person was there. Many are like that. Who couldn't sleep at night, you see? So many materialistic thoughts are haunting the mind. He cannot sleep, you see. He spends sleepless nights. And sleeplessness is a disease, insomnia, you see. We approached many doctors, they couldn't cure him. Took many medicines, couldn't. You understand? No effect. Because these mental thoughts are there. So many mental thoughts. How can I sleep? At seven elephant? Yogi, rogi, bhogi. Isn't it?
Yogi.
Yogi, rogi, bhogi. Cannot sleep. Yogi means who does meditation of yoga. He cannot sleep. Does yoga, meditation of yoga. All night sleeping. Rogi is patient. Diseased person. So many pains, so many things. How can I sleep? And bhogi is materialistic person who is after materialistic enjoyment. So many plans, projects, so many thoughts of sense enjoyment. These thoughts are haunting his mind, so he cannot sleep. Nana manartha dhiya akhana bhagna nidra. Nisi nisayana. Nisi means whole night, nisayana, without sleep. So many types of mental thoughts are there in his mind. So he cannot sleep. Always in anxiety. So much anxiety, so much fear. How can he sleep? Little sleep, then breaks. Some sound, noise. Oh, thief came, robbers came, dakas came, government people came. You understand? Dog barks. Wakes up. Cannot sleep. At last he went to a Vaishnava Sadhu Maharaj. People have this conception, general. Sadhu Maharaj have some jadi bootis, some medicine they have. So if he can give me some medicine, I can sleep. So he went to that Sadhu Maharaj. Vaishnava Maharaj, who could understand very easily, is a materialistic person, so many materialistic thoughts are in his mind, so he cannot sleep. He could. Sadhu is also a doctor, Sadhu Vaidya, isn't it? We say Sadhu Vaidya. Vaidya means physician. Sadhu is a doctor, doctor to all material ills. You understand? Why is suffering? Why the jiva is suffering here? And what is the medicine for it? Sadhu knows. So Sadhu could easily understand this thing. This man is suffering from these things. All mental thoughts are there in his mind. If all these thoughts should be driven out from his mind, then he can sleep. Then Sadhu said, all right, you come in the evening, I'll give you medicine. So that man came in the evening, and Sadhu Maharaj was sitting, and his followers, disciples are sitting. Bhajan, kirtan, katha, pravachan was going on. That man came and sat down there, leaning against the wall. You understand? Like this, leaning against the wall. Sat. So after some time, he started sleeping, you see. Then snoring. Very sound sleep. Or katha is going on, huh? That katha couldn't enter into his ear. You see, he's a materialistic person anyhow. So atmosphere is such atmosphere, such charged with transcendental sound vibration, you see. Completely transcendental atmosphere, not material atmosphere. So no question of material thought will enter there. Whole atmosphere is surcharged. So those thoughts couldn't come to his mind. Now his mind is free from such thoughts. Then he could sleep and snore. Those disciples, followers, Maharaj started to wake him up. But Maharaj said, don't wake him up. Let him sleep. Medicine is applied. Because the sleeping in such class and Krishna Katha is going is offensive. Because Krishna Katha and Krishna is not different. So one cannot sleep before Krishna is offensive. So when they started to wake him up, no, don't wake him. If medicine is applied to him, let him sleep, allow him to sleep. So he slept. Very sound sleep he had, you see. So then class was over, all went to rest, to some prasad, rest, and that man was sleeping there. All night, when there was moon, all got up, sound were there, then he got up. Oh, I slept so long, so sound, nice sleep, I never in my life. So good medicine, Maharaj. He went to Maharaj, to Dandavat Maharaj. You are such good medicine, nice medicine. I have never such sleep in my life. Maharaj said, yes, I have this medicine. You come every day and get this medicine. Do you understand? This is what you see. Huh? The atmosphere is such atmosphere where such metal thoughts will never enter into your mind. Whole atmosphere is surcharged with that transcendental sound vibration. So when that person regularly came, constantly came, he turned into a devotee. Yes. He turned into a devotee, you see. Yes. Now he could realize, he could taste, oh, the nasty thoughts were there in me. So I couldn't sleep. Now these thoughts are not here. So it's happy atmosphere. So happy atmosphere is. So I want to remain in this atmosphere always. While in such a nasty atmosphere. You understand? Then gradually developed detachment for this materialistic world, material world. So he turned into a devotee. This is the effect of sadhu sanga.
So one who is eager to make spiritual advancement, to understand what the teachers become before material attachment, is the only thing is to find a sadhu and do some association with the sadhu. Because we can't do anything by ourselves.
No. But how can you find a sadhu? That's another question. How can you recognize a sadhu? From his beards and matted hair. Like this, outward garment or appearance. How can you recognize a sadhu?
I know when does you always decide that Krishna Kumpate is really amazing. So amazing location.
Yeah. That is a process. But how can you recognize sadhu? You cannot see a sadhu through your eyes, vision. No. Do you understand? See sadhu, recognize sadhu through your ears. Ears. You are hearing what he says by hearing Krishna Katha. The real sadhu is always in front of Krishna, he's always in Krishna consciousness. No other consciousness, no other thought is there in his thought process, only thought of Krishna. He's completely absorbed, do you understand, in thought of Krishna. He develops a flame, love for Krishna and the bond of Krishna in his heart. Krishna only Krishna, he sees Krishna, speaks Krishna. Krishna sees everything related to Krishna, only Krishna, nothing else. Yeah. When he only speaks about Krishna, nothing else. Do you understand? Therefore said, you should see a sadhu through your ears, not through your eyes. That was, I said that, see. He has no faith, so he cannot hear. Though he says, he cannot hear. His katha will never enter into the ear. He cannot get any benefit, you see. One who has faith, I say, simple person, simple-hearted person who has faith, you understand? Only he can get, derive some benefit. He'll surrender and he puts faith in the words of sadhu. And other end, who is, that means very much, he suffered a lot, you see. Who has suffered a lot, who has gotten very severe losses from Maya, you understand? Then he's crying. As if, as we say, your head has been cut off, you see, by fire. Head is burning, your head is burning. What will do? Where is water? Run. Then say, yes, that is the condition. A person has gotten very severe losses from Maya and suffered a lot. Now he's, where can I get? Peace, you see. Sadhu, yes. He cry for sadhu. Then Krishna hears his crying and imitates sadhu. Then immediately, like that story I said, metal street person couldn't sleep. He failed. He went to many doctors, applied many medicines. At last he came to a sadhu. Oh, I have heard sadhus have some medicine, let me go there. And he got it. Do you understand? So, in the language of my guru, the Maya is doing a thankless job. Maya's losses. Do you understand? Yes. Maya does act in indirect way, not direct way, indirect way. Indirect way. In the beginning Maya is so attractive, but end is what? Jai samsara bhogat dukha jano evate adyanta banta kaunte anant esuramate buddha. Gita says, this material enjoyment, material happiness, beginning some happiness, some enjoyment, some pleasure, but its outcome is unlimited miseries. Unlimited miseries. And that's a fact. This Ajanta Bandha is temporary, it's beginning and end. Those are Buddha, those are real learned persons. They know it, they don't run after this thing. They know it is not, it's outward allurement only, outward attraction, external. But it's really, it's not an object of enjoyment, it's an object of suffering. Do you understand? So they don't run after it. They know it, because they are not ignorant fools. They have this knowledge. As for example you give, the insects, worms and insects, you see, when a very blazing light burns up, you see, is lighted, so many worms and insects rush towards it. Being attracted is effulgence, bright effulgence. Thinking is an object of enjoyment for us. They're us. And as soon as they come in contact with that blazing light, burn to ashes and fall down, die, you see. This is the result. Because of ignorance, they have no knowledge. It's out of ignorance. The wise jiva suffers here because of ignorance. He has no knowledge. Like insects and worms, you see. Therefore, say Buddha, Mahateshwara, Mahate Buddha, those who are learned persons, their knowledge, they don't run out. They know, no, this is this. This is only outward. This outcome is only unlimited misery and suffering. Why shall we go there? Come in contact with it.
In this material world, the darkness is dispelled by the ray of sun, the sunshine. So that ignorance from the heart of the conditioned soul can be dispelled only by the messenger of Krishna.
Yes. Then I don't get the mercy of Krishna. Krishna's mercy comes through sadhu. Sadhu is the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. Krishna Krupa Sri Murti. Do you understand? Krishna Krupa Sri Murti. Sadhu Guru is the embodiment of Krishna Krupa and the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy has assumed a body. That's sadhu. Guru Rupe Krishna Krupa Koren Bhakta Dhani. Saijan Chattanta says. Guru Rupe Krishna Krupa Koren Bhakta Dhani. Krishna showers his mercy unto his devotees in the form of Guru. Krishna Dadi Krupa Koren Kon Bhagyavane Guru Antar Jami Rupe Sikhaye Apone. You understand? If Krishna showers his mercy, and some fortunate soul, Bhagyavan, do you understand? He teaches him in the form of a guru. Guru Antarjami, who is in the heart, Chaitya Guru, super soul. He assumes a body and appears as guru. Do you understand? This is Guru Tattva. This is Guru Tattva.